flames, they released a characteristic nauseating smell, which penetrated the thin oxygen mask that everyone should be wearing by now. Should be. Simeon? What was the man doing? Simeon was coughing, too. His face was green. He blinked and tried to focus his eyes. Ark scrutinized him. His mask wasn't sealing properly, and he hadn't noticed. Ark released her seatbelt, a risky proposition, strode over to his chair, and reached forward. She pressed the mask over his mouth and nose correctly and clapped him on the shoulder in a half-reassuring, half-reprimanding manner. The helmets on their suits remained open. There was enough oxygen. They just had to separate it from the acrid smoke coming off the smoldering plastic. Ark sank back into her chair, when the straps automatically wrapped around her torso. It hurt when they tightened. Simeon shot her a grateful look. His vision was still a little hazy. He needed a moment. Espinoza. The specialist dropped the empty fire extinguisher, turned away from the smothered blaze, and sat down in her seat. Her console was no longer glowing. Her experience was evident in the way she moved. She was a veteran in every sense of the word. Ark wouldn't want to do without her. She might be bad-tempered a lot of the time, but she was an essential member of the bridge crew.
They caught us off guard, Captain.
They. A new system. The same enemy. Captain Krauss and his ships were behind them. He couldn't be far off. In front of them were the remains of the Republic that had been abandoned, scarred by war, but perhaps... Ark cursed, permitting herself just a short, sharp outburst. The cruiser creaked and groaned. Kinetic energy passed through the ship's hull. In certain places, there were gaps between the components and modules that were designed to cushion and distribute this energy, helping to preserve the cruiser's internal stability. But every time it happened, the ship's wails and moans were heart-rending. Ark patted her armrest.
It's all right.
Of course, it wasn't all right. Two automatic launchers concealed in the wreckage of the space station, which was unlikely to hold much value for them, had been waiting for just such a brazen, reckless visit. Ambush and deception, just as one might expect from the Colonials. Ark's inattentiveness and lack of suspicion, which she attributed to exhaustion, were the reason for their current predicament. They had hoped to scavenge as much as possible from the remnants of this system, as quickly as possible, or locate survivors, or find help before the tireless Captain Krauss caught up with them. Time was of the essence. Still, that was no excuse for her lapse in attention. She pushed the thought aside. Self-criticism was in order, but there would be time for that later. First, they needed to get out of here.
Shields?
More or less.
Espinoza.
Ark saw that the older woman was struggling to compose herself.
The damn controls aren't working properly. I'm getting contradictory readings, or none at all. We're still alive, that's all I have for now.
There were reasons Espinoza had been demoted twice, and there were reasons she had been promoted more than twice. She was a rock of stability, and not easily ruffled. But she had a penchant for coarse language, and her lack of respect for officers had frequently gotten her into trouble.
I need nav.
Another impact silenced her mid-word. A violent jolt went through the ship. The force pressed Ark into her seat, shaking her to the bone and making the Proxima groan. There was a bang, a bright flash from a panel, and the smell of ozone. Not good. Ark looked around. Espinoza was already reaching for a second fire extinguisher, but they were spared any flames this time. Simeon stared at his right hand. Beside it,